All right, let's call this meeting to order. It's the City of Unalaska Historic Preservation Commission regular meeting, Thursday, December 19th, 2024. It is 6 p.m. Can I get a roll call, please?
Certainly. Williams.
Here.
Swengel.
Present.
Marquez is absent. Bagley.
Here.
Hatfield.
Here.
Dean is here. Hamka absent. Hey, you have a quorum.
Thank you. Okay, it looks like tonight there's nothing really on the agenda here. Is there any revisions, additions?
No changes to the agenda. We just wanted to, your last Historic Preservation Commission meeting was a long time ago.
Right.
And City Council does look at these, so we just wanted to get the minutes in front of them.
Yeah, Roger, understand. Okay, so no appearance request, nobody on the line tonight besides Ms. Hatfield. And any announcements?
I think I'll save my announcements for the Planning Commission meeting.
Okay, Roger that. So we have the meeting, the minutes, draft minutes from meeting June 20th, 2024. Hopefully you guys have had a chance to glance through there. It's been a while back. I did earlier, and I didn't see any corrections. Does anybody have any corrections there?
Nope.
Okay. All in favor of adopting the June 20th, 2024 minutes, indicate by saying aye.
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 Aye. All right. With that, there was no corrections, so we'll consider the minutes adopted. Thank you. There is no public hearing, no old business, new business, no work session items. So with that, if there's no objections, we'll consider this adjourned at 6:02 p.m. Thank you. That might have been the fastest one ever. So where are we at here? Okay. Are we ready to go ahead and switch gears here?
Yeah, when you are.
All right. We'll call this meeting to order. This is the City of Unalaska Planning Commission regular meeting. It's Thursday, this is the minutes, my bad here. Let me get to the right page. Is it?
It's upside down.
Oh, no, my bad. Okay. Apologize. This is the regular meeting, Thursday, December 19th, 2024. Can I get a roll call, please?
Certainly. Williams?
Here.
Swengel?
Present.
Marquez absent. Bagley?
Here.
Hatfield?
Here.
Okay, you have a quorum.
Thank you. Are there any additions to the agenda, revisions?
We have none.
Okay, hearing none. We'll consider the agenda adopted then. Appearance request. We have nobody here in the gallery this evening, nobody on the line. Announcements. You have some for us?
This is Jackie Adams. She's our grants management coordinator. I think as we talked about at a previous meeting, we turned my old job into a grants management job. It's just what the city needs right now. So Jackie started a couple months ago and has already been a huge help. We just got in it's the Swiffer program grants for, applied for what, 3.7 million?
3.8 million
to help with vehicle removal, buying some equipment to crush cars and process them to remove them from the island, and a lot of other projects. So I'm nice. Glad you're here.
Awesome. Well, welcome.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay. Does anybody else have any announcements? It's almost Christmas. Okay, we have the draft minutes from meeting August 15th, 2024. Hopefully everyone's had a chance to look at those. Are there any corrections or amendments to the minutes? Okay, hearing none, all in favor of adopting draft minutes, approving the minutes from August 15, 2024, indicate by saying aye.
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 Aye. All right, none opposed. Your minutes are approved. There's no public hearing this evening. Nobody's here to speak on anything. Old business, there's none, no new business. So if no objections, we'll jump right into the work session. The one item is review of the FY25-34 capital major maintenance plan and discussion of FY26-35 capital and major maintenance plan. Staff?
Sure. So what you have in your packet is the most recently approved capital major maintenance plan. It's approved by council every year in springtime. After they review it a couple times, but before city council looks at it, the planning commission looks at it, and we take your suggestions and work those into our planning process over the winter. So this is the first opportunity that you have to talk about this year. You'll have another one once we have a draft of the FY26 plan together. I think it's scheduled for a February meeting. So when you're looking through this, one of the pages in your packet is a list of FY25 projects. So those were all approved, those were all funded. The plan starting this year, FY26, is going to be everything in the packet from FY26 onward. And then we're working in changes right now. We're pretty early in the process. But we wanted to get your comments and feedback on the capital projects here to help us do that. I'm happy to answer questions about any of them if you have them too.
Thank you. If you guys got any comments or questions here on these projects. I have one I'm not sure if you guys, oh, sorry, Ginny, were you going to say something?
Yeah, I was just going to say a lot of needed improvements. I wondered about the storage for pyramid water that's up on pyramid, not down here, down like by water treatment. Sorry, let me find that page for you.
So it's the icy lake capacity increase, the snow basin. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, and then the pyramid water storage tank. I'm just wondering if that's going to be up on pyramid. Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, those are all up in Pyramid Valley.
Yep, that would be next, most likely next to the existing water storage tank up there.
Okay.
The other question was like the icy lake capacity increase, and it was a lot about the processing, but I wondered if this also helps your population growth. This is just the next page, the prior page. Although kind of talk mostly about processing, it seems like it's going to be good for many reasons.
Yeah, it would help, you know, if our population were to increase. Right now, like, industry processing is a really high percentage of our water use, so that's kind of the main impetus behind that project. But yes, if we see some population growth in the next few years, it would help with that as well.
So it's important to keep in mind too with the water, there's a couple things going on here. So this icy lake capacity increase is a little lake that's up in the pass that feeds into where our reservoir is, where the dam is. And so by them increasing the height of the little bit, they increase the cubic footage storage of water capacity. And that's important because one reason I've witnessed is that the snow melts a lot sooner and doesn't stick around up in the mountains as long. And so that natural storage capacity has kind of gone away over the years. And so by capturing a little bit more water in a physical storage, like a penstock, I don't know if I could say that, it might help a little bit for population increase, but I would say just kind of keeping the status quo because of the conditions and the environmental changes. And then as far as the water tank too, it's really important to keep in mind that that is obviously another storage capacity device, but it also will allow them to maintain the other tank properly so they can completely drain the tank and not interrupt service to its customers for the water supply. So that's why the second tank is really important as well, more than just storage capacity. And then just to add a little bit more, when they continue to do the Captain's Bay Road project, the water line itself that they install in the roadway will increase capacity by, I think, a couple million gallons or something, just in within the water supply line itself.
Yeah, it's also, I mean, it's fixing a significant leak, so we'll be saving a lot of water.
Exactly, and I was going to mention that the leak out there in Captain's Bay is quite significant, and it's actually a huge amount of our water, fresh water supply. Yeah, there's a leak out there by, I think, Crowley. It's been there. They've known about it.
Oh, at the river?
I think where it ties into some old lines or something. But anyway, this is a much-needed improvement, and it's part of the big picture, but there's obviously different projects here, but they all kind of lean towards the big grand scale of things. And this is fantastic. Yeah, I agree. It's things that need to get done. So I don't know if that answered any of your questions, Jenny.
Yeah, no, it's
Always good to stay in the water. Yeah, I agree. The infrastructure of the community is definitely worth investing in, whether it be electrical or water. These are all things that just keeping the community alive how it is now, or if it ever grows. Again, that's where the Captain's Bay Road project and the water line extension, because if we ever need more water, the next nearest supply source is going to be the Shiznikov Lake watershed. So that if we have a water line that's already buried in the road out there, that'll help for future growth, or we could tap into that that watershed. So has anybody else got any comments or questions? I had one here. I can't remember where it was, but it mentioned the container companies, and one of them was listed as Horizon, which is no longer a company. So anyway, nothing, no big deal, but
we'll update that.
Yeah. I'm just curious, this energy storage system, the flywheel, do you know where they plan on installing this? Is it going to be in the existing powerhouse or the old one or nearby it, or
is it? They don't have a site for it right now, and that one is honestly a little bit up in the air with some of the other renewable energy possibilities that the city is exploring. And that storage system, it depending on we're actually working on a study right now for it, but that can either be a flywheel or a battery energy storage system.
A BESS.
A BESS, yeah, like a utility scale battery. There's potential if the city is able to pursue like wind energy integrating into that project. It really just depends on how all that plays out, because obviously energy storage has a lot of benefits for us regardless of whether we do renewables or not. We're just seeing if we can kind of mesh it with another project.
Gotcha. For like if there was a grant or something, or something, you can loop it all into one.
Yeah. I mean, right now, anytime the cranes are spinning up, we're at risk of having a brownout if we're not, spinning up generators fast enough. So
I can see the frequency jump around on my battery backup. It lets me know. Electronics don't like that kind of stuff. So, well, they need to do something. So whether it's a flywheel or a battery BESS system, I'm in support of either one. And I think it's key to having a smart grid here locally and being able to not only deal with the loads, coming online, with the cranes and such, but obviously if we ever plug any other energy sources into it, we're going to need some sort of that kind of in between. So go ahead.
So does this actually, just reading, maybe the explanation is wonky or what I'm actually taking from this, but it's called an electric energy storage system, but it doesn't actually really store energy. It just deals with the loads, right? Just the highs and lows.
So
it's like potential energy. Soft start or something.
Yeah, it's storing potential energy. So if it's a flywheel, it's constantly spinning, and then if power is needed from that, it would take the kinetic energy from that into the system. If it's a battery, it's like a uninterruptible power supply that you'd use right. with your computer, maybe, just at a much larger scale. That can, the power goes off or there's, you know, the load is exceeding what our powerhouse can put out. It can go on really quickly and cover right. that until the more generators come
it,
on.
It can react within like milliseconds. Yeah. And so Kodiak has one, and it's the balancing act of the penstock that feeds their hydropower. And there's delays in which it modulates a valve over there. So if their wind generators stop blowing up on the hill, you know, immediately there's a dip in energy. And in the meantime, the valve opens up to like let more water out. Right. But there has to be something that carries that load for that delay. And that's where the flywheel comes into play and their trifecta power grid that they got going on there. And it apparently works quite well. So, and they're able to modulate their water usage because their penstock isn't large enough to keep the town constantly going on hydro. So they kind of have this balancing act. That's back to that smart grid. It's able to communicate and it knows what's going on. But it's kind of slick. They make some of these that are in a vacuum and have magnetic bearings.
Oh, really?
I don't know if these are, but anyways, very little resistance. But the motor is consuming electricity to keep it spun up. But then if it needs power, it immediately uses that momentum to put back into the grid. So it's a balancing act kind of thing, the way I look at it. Jenny, you got anything else to add there?
Nope, I'm good, thanks.
Caroline?
I'm good.
All right. Well, I think these are all needed, and I'm glad we kind of focused down on just the next 2 years, because I know the CMMP list is quite long. If you look out the next 10 years, there's a lot of wish items on there and such. Yeah, obviously these are just... Go ahead, Jenny.
For the memorial, I hear rumors about locations.
This is the Fisherman's Memorial?
Yeah.
So there is a location for that, and construction has already started. That's up at the artist's original preferred location above the Carly Moses. So it's on that, as you drive up the gravel road there at that, like, overlook.
Excellent.
Yeah, it should be really nice.
I talked to Carl here the other day, and he said things are moving along nicely, so... It'll be great to see that get finished and be up there on the hill overlooking the boat harbor.
Get that mast out of my shop. It's been sitting there for a year.
Okay. Well, if there's no more comments or questions, hearing none, we'll consider this meeting adjourned since we've got through the agenda. It is 6:18 p.m. Thank you, guys. Thank you, Jenny.
Thanks, Jenny.